Need some help with that?
I recognized the voice, but the helpful sounding words were as unfamiliar as a $100 tip. I untangled myself from the grip of the fallen branch I was trying to drag around the house and suspiciously turned to check his identity.
Some windstorm we had last night,
Tom Bolton said.
How about I bring an axe over and chop that into smaller pieces for you?
Okay. Who ran off with my grumpy, nosy neighbor and left this helpful, nice guy clone in his place? Although even his clothes looked different, Tom usually wears pants in what I think of as the McWeird clan plaid, but now he's in ordinary blue jeans and denim jacket. He's even dropped a few pounds in the belly, and his usual stubby gray whiskers are shaved baby smooth. The girlfriend? He'd told me a while back that he had one now. I'd never actually seen her, but I'd noticed a red Honda parked at his house a couple times. If she could pull off a makeover like this, give the lady a gold star. I'd like to meet her. I hesitated momentarily about this offer, however. I'd be wary of the old Tom Bolton with an axe. His grumpy glare had often suggested he wouldn't mind taking some sharp implement to my limo, my big maple that blows leaves into his yard, or maybe even me. But the new Tom appeared to have undergone a personality transplant, so I cautiously said, "That'd be great." Tom went back across the street, and I brushed twigs out of my hair. Freddie was watching me from the living room window with his blue cat eyes, paws tucked under his semi-Siamese body. My new renter in the other side of the duplex didn't appear to be stirring yet. I didn't know her well, although she'd helped with fall cleanup of my daisy flower beds and seemed nice, if a bit unique in her choice of clothing. Freddie, whom I considered a good judge of character, treated her with regal friendliness if they happened to be outside at the same time. I decided I'd invite her to church this coming Sunday. Would I dare hint she might wear something other than her usual moo-moo and motorcycle boots? No. What would Jesus do does not translate to what would Jesus wear. Tom returned with an axe of impressive size and efficiently whacked the limb into four pieces. He helped carry the pieces around the duplex to the burn pile I'd started near the back edge of the property. "Thank you very much," I said when the job was done. Tom hadn't even appeared to be inspecting my backyard for violations of obscure ordinances, which he'd been known to do in the past. "Just to be safe," I said. "I checked, and it's okay to burn small brush piles now." He gave me a blank look. Then, all in a rush, as if the words weren't easy for him to get out, considering the attitude he'd always taken toward my limousine service, said, "I'd like to hire the limo. I want to do something special for Mary Beth's birthday."